This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind is on the air. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Todd's attorney's office has been raided. The special counsel is a little worried about this. Todd, the radio guy labeled, they're not sure that it is, in fact, factual.
And good luck finding dirt on me.
They're gonna pull out the files and see if they can find some attorney client privilege dirt on small G, big G, what's the whole deal. So
I've never been able to capitalize on my name, but if you can, go ahead.
Now, there you go. I heard that's happening. What's going on, for crying out loud? I can't even believe
this.
Whatever
happened to attorney client privilege, for crying out loud? That means nothing, apparently.
Kind of alternative universe are we living in? Could they make this any more obvious that it is a total witch hunt? I'm kind of curious what you think about Donald Trump's ability to perform as President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief, amid an effort where the swamp, the deep state, as some call it, we talked to Jerome Corsi yesterday about that term, what it means. How do you function? How do you go in every day? I mean, look at what's on the plate right now of the president. Look what's on the plate of the president. Syria. Trying to fix a trade mess. All the while, these people are raiding your attorney's offices, FBI agents. It is really unbelievable. Here's the big question. I don't think there's any doubt there's a witch hunt. I don't think there's any doubt you have a Justice Department that is so upside down that you might have, a dozen or so folks in that entire apparatus, appointees of the president, going in there trying to just do a job they're appointed to do, and everybody else gets up every day saying, how in the world can we get this guy? Now, I'm separating the men and women that actually are the agents that fight crime, right? Sort of like the law enforcement officials. I'm talking about the leadership. I'm talking about the, I think they call it the seventh floor. It's unbelievable. So I want to know, if you're a Trump supporter, how should he react to this? What should he do? Should he fire Robert Mueller? Should he replace his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who really caused some of this by coming in there and recusing himself of this? Or does that make the situation worse? If you want Donald Trump to succeed, to do what he was elected to do, what would you have him do today? What should he do in response to this? What's some of that North Dakota wisdom? Northern Plains wisdom, with all due respect to our South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and Canadian friends. How would you counsel him? What would you tell him? Tell us here on the radio at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. If you're not a Trump fan, I want to know, in your heart of hearts, do you honestly believe this is about anything other than complete garbage? You shouldn't wish for this on a president you oppose, because it could happen to you. I mean, all the Russian collusion, all those things, they're just crumbling. 2580550, or let me know via text, 937-2054. And you can text Todd, too, at 226-8503. Also today on the program, the First Lady of the great state of North Dakota, K. Catherine Bergeron will be here. She's doing some really good work. There's a day of prevention tomorrow. We're going to tell you about that. And we're going to talk a little bit about alcoholism today. Most of the times we've talked with the First Lady before, we've talked about the opioid crisis and other addictions. We'll specifically talk about alcoholism. There was a wonderful conversation that I was party to. I was talking to Congressman Kramer this weekend in Grand Forks between events. A small talk. And someone came up who I know, but not well. But, I mean, I know this person. And talked to Kevin about his son, but then talked about how alcoholism had impacted her family, herself, and other family members. And as she was talking about how much she appreciates the fact that Kevin and Chris Kramer have talked about this and the struggle and the stigma that came from it for their son, Isaac, tears were streaming down her face. In the middle of, you know, 1,500 people. And to see that, to hear it in your voice, tells me this is a topic that we need to tackle. We need more talk, not less talk about that. We'll do that today. Will Gardner will be here at the top of next hour. He is the Secretary of State nominee, Republican nomination, secured on Saturday at the Republican convention. And that's quite a change, given the fact that his opponent's been there a long time. So we've talked to Will a couple of times during the campaign. First chance to catch up with him after the convention. Kelly Armstrong will be with us on Energy Matters. So mark that on your calendar. We're going to dig into some of the biggest issues that Congress will tackle related to energy with now the Republican-endorsed candidate for Congress, Kelly Armstrong. That's on Energy Matters, so I wanted to give you that heads up as well. We'll talk a little seed, too, and some of the things that are going on with the decision, and Troy Coons will be here. Also going to, oh, actually, we're talking not seed today. We're talking about the expo, aren't we? The Northwest Landowners Informational Expo. So he'll stop by for that on the programs. All that coming up on the show we call What's on Your Mind? Simple as a phone call, 800-228-0550 to weigh in. Trump should fire everybody, says one texter. That's kind of how Todd handles problems, too. You know, things go a little wrong. He just starts firing everybody.
Hey, wait a minute now.
Then he's on the air 24-7.
Fired anybody in ages.
No help. All right, maybe I made that up. It's fake news. Sorry.
Yeah,
Trump
say.
Should fire everybody associated with the Russian collusion. I don't know why he's playing nice to these people. They don't play nice with him. They have no care for Trump. It's just a witch hunt. They'll make his life hell as long as he's in office. Fire everybody. You agree with that? You agree with that premise? Another, clean house. Fire the people that stir the pot. Don't contribute any positive or helpful counsel to intense situations. Another, can you explain what is the difference between what's happening with Facebook now and then working with Obama in 2012? Mark Zuckerberg, who is the head of Facebook, who, by the way, made a North Dakota trip, saw oil country, to his credit, on his 50-state tour. He is in the hot seat. He needs some more of that FR, I think, actually, if he's going to... Mark Zuckerberg better get some more of that FR on. Yeah. And he is in the hot seat. Woo! Now, the difference between what's happening with Facebook now and then working with Obama in 2012, I don't know. I don't know. And I think those are the kind of questions that will come up. I have to also say, you know, what they've done, as I understand it, the information you and I decide what we give them. Go under your profile and you can find out what you've given them. It's usually an email address, name, maybe date of birth. Okay? I got to go look at mine. I still haven't done it. And then there's somebody else that is a partner that then shares that information. But you decided to give it to Facebook in the first time. You just didn't decide to give it to, you know, some other entity. So I honestly don't understand why this is a big deal. In the sense that it is information you willingly gave to Facebook, and they can give to somebody else.
And by the way, if you have your year of birth on your Facebook, get it off now.
I'm checking right now. Mike and Fargo.
This isn't so bad. But.
All right. Well, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Pat. Yeah, my feeling about this is this is just proof that they can't find anything. This is purely a fishing expedition, and I think what they're going for is to put so much pressure on that he does either fire one of the investigators or Mr. Sessions, because then they can say, see, this is obstruction. We were so close, and now he shut us down. So I just let them go, because every time they open their mouth or do anything, it just shows the American people how corrupt and incompetent these people are.
Very interesting analysis. Your point is they're goading him into firing Mueller, so then they can come back with a much more significant charge of obstruction of justice.
Exactly.
But I don't know that it could be. We have to get a lawyer in here, but my understanding is the president has the right to fire the special counsel, because he is an arm of the Justice Department who ultimately work for the president constitutionally. So you can't call that obstruction of justice when the person works for you. I've seen people argue that, but I think your analysis, though, Mike, is absolutely right. They are definitely goading him. They are hoping for the political, what they believe is a win of him doing some firing. Should that change your mind? You tell me.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's Farm Equipment Retirement Auctions on April 11th and 12th include Cat Challenger New Holland four-wheel drive tractors, 4850 John Deere tractor, antique tractors and stationary engines, three newer 7088 IH combines, gleaner combine, headers and grain carts. These and many more items are at the Pfeiffer's Devil's Lake in Rockford Machinery Auctions. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's Machinery Auctioneers 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Time for another conversation about wellness with Vince Webker. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. How do wellness and hot spring go together?
Well, every day made better, Scott. You know, every time you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and better relationally, emotionally beyond the water. And hot springs, I don't know if you knew this, invented the very first portable hot tub back in 1977. Since that time, we have done things that make it so you'll use it a lot, like what we call better massage, better water, our ACE saltwater system, better energy. You know, where we live, I don't think the snow is ever going to stop. So it's a very energy efficient hot tub. And those three things alone really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not. And if you use it, every day made better, wellness, all the great things that come from it. So that's what we want. We want you to use this product.
If you've had a hot tub before and it was a hassle, it wasn't a hot spring. That's what I'll tell you. Price points, a lot of different models, right?
Yeah, they start at about $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. You cannot find a hot tub that doesn't meet your budget here.
And yes, exactly. Financing available as well, so remember that. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. You'll find them in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Bismarck and Minot, and now in Devil's Lake, too. And, of course, online, tell them Scott sent you. Use the ACE promo code. You'll save up to $2,000. No kidding. How's that for a great deal? At Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Thanks, neighbor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sammy Grant, baby, baby. I knew that, Todd. Are you proud of me? Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Dak Diesel. CJ's hard at work today, isn't he? I'm going to chat with him in a little bit today on the program. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. that provide a better night's sleep for Todd and I. We sleep so well. You can too. Up to 50% off everything when you use the promo code Scott.
It's Todd and me, by the way.
Thank you. Todd and me. Todd and me.
You're the one that told me to start doing that for you, so.
I appreciate it. Todd, I just don't want, I don't like emails and texts from the word police, so if you do the buzzer, I don't get those. Todd sleeps very well on his. I sleep very well on mine. Our pets love ours. You know, you get the drill. MyPillow.com, up to 50% off everything when you use the promo code SCOTT or call them at 800-228-0550. Next caller wants to talk about Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. No, well, I'll tell you what. That's what President Trump calls Jeff Sessions is Mr. Magoo, and he is an absolute lowlife. He has put his own job, his own career, ahead of what's best for this country. He is a selfish, deplorable man, using Hillary Clinton's terms. I mean, he should have resigned a long time ago without Trump having to fire him, so he could replace him with somebody who could then get rid of, basically put, shut down this witch hunt that they've got right now. And these guys, they're fighting for their own jobs. They know when this passes, they're gone. Trump is going to fire those guys so fast, their head will swing. But it's too bad when one man puts his own self being ahead of what's best for this country, and that is Jeff Sessions. And the guy, as far as I'm current, you know, is incompetent, and Trump made the mistake. The guy comes from the swamp. I mean, he's how long been in the Senate? And the other comment I'd like to make is, 80% or maybe more of the Republicans are virtually gutless little weasels. Have you how many of them stand up for the president when he's wrongly accused of incredibly stupid things? And if you go to the other side of the aisle, if anyone attacks a Democrat, they line up in lockstep to protect him and support whoever it is on that Democratic side. As I said before, these Republicans have been bullied so long by the media and by the Democrats themselves. They crawl into a crack and they're afraid to come out and say anything. They're the most wishy-washy, gutless bunch. I'd hate to be in a foxhole with these gutless Republicans because they'd shoot you in the back if they thought it would save themselves. That's just my opinion. I mean, you would have thought that Trump would have given them the pathway to success. He had the, you know, and that's why people elected him. He stood up to the bullies. People hate bullies, and they finally found a Republican that would stand up to the bullies. And rather than support him, the gutless little weasels will attack him at every chance they have. I mean, if, you know, how many examples do we have? If it looked like he was in trouble, they'd pile on to Trump. You know, it's just crazy. And, you know, I don't know. Why don't our own senator and representatives that are Republican, or representative that is Republican, you know, why don't they ask for a special counsel to get into the bottom of what's happened in with the FBI and so forth? I mean, maybe they're content with living in under a third world FBI. It's just incredible to watch what's happened to this country while these gutless Republicans have stood by and watched it.
I appreciate the call. Thanks. I was back on Mr. Magoo. And I do have to say, you know, I think Donald Trump should either decide Jeff Sessions is my guy, or Mr. Magoo is going to go. I don't know that you can. I think it's very odd to have a sitting attorney general be ridiculed by the person that put him there. That doesn't help the situation in my view. I'm a little amused by it, but it's just it's not the right way to go. Go get face to face and decide. Are you guys going to actually go in and route some of this stuff out? And Sessions has gotten a little better since the president was aggressive, so maybe it works. I don't know. Gail in Fargo, your take.
Yeah, I got another question here, or a comment. You know, I've been watching this Facebook pretty close and following this. You know, Obama used it very successfully actually, Trump used it very successfully. Well, they had the Facebook guy, owner, go out and do a tour, an apology tour or whatever it was, or visited 50 states, correct? What's the chance that he was actually gearing himself up to run for president and use the same model that he turned around and seen work for these two and we'd have him as a president? If this wouldn't have blown up in his face.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who are you saying did the apology tour?
Zuckerberg.
Oh, right.
Zuckerberg
yeah.
ran around and said to everybody he's sorry about Facebook and he's sorry about this. But
yeah, he wasn't doing that. And by the way, before that, some people have said that he was contemplating some sort of presidential run. I don't know whether he never confirmed that, but people said, why else go to all 50 states, and he said it was to sort of better understand his audience. I don't know either way, but you're saying do people elect Mark Zuckerberg president of the United States?
Well, what have you seen in the last 2 years? Stranger things have happened.
Yeah. So your point is this mess derailed all that anyway.
I'm guaranteeing you this, at least 50% of the people had no idea how bad Washington was run. If it wouldn't have been for Donald Trump getting in there, he put a spotlight on all this stuff, and that is why he is so hated.
I don't deny that. What should he do? What should he do related to this special counsel? Should he go scorched earth?
This is my feeling, only my opinion. There's no way he's going to get these people ever to back him, period. It's never going to happen. I feel go scorched earth. Run as you're running, get out of there in 4 years, and let the chips fall where they fall.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Texter says credit card companies, banks, companies, and even some federal interests share and sell consumer customer info. Facebook is only walking the path others have stopped on. I don't disagree. It's a little odd, this whole thing. Another texter, I understand what he's saying about Jeff Sessions, but he's not the only one that's putting his job ahead of what's good for the country. The Republicans are also not helping Trump by coming to his defense, which they should be. That also includes the North Dakota delegation. If Trump fired everyone involved with the collusion, wouldn't that be no one? Yeah. So far. John from Carrington texts, I would really like to see Sessions fired, but do you really think senators would approve someone else in a timely manner before Rosenstein has done too much damage? Yeah, don't forget about the vacuum. You got to remember the vacuum. Interesting insight and analysis. We'll talk with Catherine Bergman when we come back, and then more of What's on Your Mind on these topics and more.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Here while we're waiting for the First Lady to join us. Bevan Rozo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. The only two pit bulls that I can think of that would be effective as AG would be either Giuliani or Christie. I lived in New York when Giuliani was their attorney general, and he had the mob on the run. Both of those boys are New York and New Jersey street fighters. They don't have a pre-agenda. They want to clean up Washington, and they would take down the crooked FBI. They would go after Hillary, all of them. You'd be surprised what cockroaches they'd find in the closet. We need somebody like those. We don't need some mamby-pamby guy that's after his own agenda like Sessions. We need Christie or Giuliani to come in there and to kick butt and take names.
All right, Bev, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Love your passion. Rozo, Minnesota is known for it, folks. That's a great spot. I have more friends in Warrow than Rozo, but I like both places, just so you know. Because if I said something nice about Rozo, then Warrow calls. That's how it goes in this business. You can't say one nice thing about somebody else without somebody on the other side saying, why'd you say something nice about them? You know, this is a flaw in the human condition that I haven't quite figured out how to fix, but I'm working on it. Anyway, appreciate the call. Thanks to our fine sponsors today on What's on Your Mind as well. We are brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you have a moment today, I'd love you to just take a second, especially if you're, you know, this is coinciding with looking at like a P&L or something, and you're kind of trying to get a handle on some expenses. Go to hatandsons.com. And take a little browse around the website. Find out how you can save money and how H.A. Thompson & Sons is actually managing over 600 buildings, all of their mechanical systems, saving money on the bottom line, the predictability that's there, doing all the maintenance. It works. New Flow, too, a great way to go. Save you lots on a new pipe, too. So hatandsons.com, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Our next guest is the First Lady of the great state of North Dakota, Catherine Helgus Burgum. Catherine, nice to have you back on the program. How are you today?
Hey, Scott. I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Wanted to have you on today to talk a little bit about tomorrow's Day for Prevention, a Day for Prevention that that you and the governor are sponsoring and encouraging people to participate in. What is it? Tell us a little bit about what you have planned.
Well, it's going to be a great day. It really builds on our first event, Recovery Reinvented, that we had last fall, and which we will have again next fall. And I'll tell you more about that in a little while. But basically, we've got local and national experts presenting on, you know, effective prevention strategies that we can implement locally. We're looking at sort of a risk and protective factors. And it really, it's an effort to bring people from the community together to focus on prevention, to inform, and encourage people to take action.
There is no charge for this, right?
No. Yes, you're correct. No charge.
Yeah, 100% free and open to the public, and encourage people to take part in it. It goes from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tomorrow. And again, you can register very simply at eventbrite.com. Just do a little search for A Day of Recovery, and you'll find that there. It'll also be webcast on the website, nd.gov. How's this conversation going? Just back up a little bit for me. You mentioned you've done previous Recovery Reinvented event. This is A Day of Recovery. You talked about this back at the inaugural. This has obviously been an issue that has affected you personally. How do you think this conversation is going with North Dakotans? What encourages you?
Well, I'm very encouraged. You know, first of all, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you, but, you know, I never thought I'd be first lady of anything. And, you know, here I am in this role and, you know, a door is opened. And, you know, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to continue to create awareness about the chronic brain disease of addiction and really enlist people to help me eliminate the stigma in North Dakota and, you know, really across our nation. But in North Dakota, I'm super encouraged because almost everywhere I go, someone comes up to me and says, you know, I have someone in my family who I really worry about, or I know somebody who's overdosed, or, you know, and everybody's affected by it. And they're thankful for the work we're doing. And, that just encourages me to continue. But I think that more than anything, we're a small state of really caring and committed people, and we can move the needle. You know, we have the opportunity to do that. And all it takes is talk. It's so simple. People can just start talking about the people they know that are impacted, if they are impacted by addiction, just normalizing the conversation around the chronic disease, the chronic brain disease of addiction, will just eliminate and remove the barriers and eliminate the stigma. So I'm super excited about it. You know, I've been able to meet with lots of different people across the state, you know, young, old, in school, middle school. Yesterday, I met with a bunch of middle schoolers, and I have to say it was one of the most exciting days of my time as First Lady. I just 350 middle schoolers, and it's not an audience I'm in front of, like, you know, ever. And they were great, and they're very focused. And, you know, our young kids today are so bright, and they're so connected to great information. Technology is good in some ways and bad in some ways, but the good parts are that they just know a lot more than I knew when I was younger. And so, you know, I'm just really grateful for the opportunity. I also met with a group of high schoolers yesterday, to talk about, you know, what can we do? How can they mobilize? How can they make a difference? And, you know, so they want to get involved, and that's really encouraging to me.
I want to play you a call that came in for Congressman Kevin Cramer. When he was obviously in the middle of a battle along with his wife, Chris, trying to do everything possible to give their son a fighting chance after, you know, the difficulty of, a number of years of addiction that had caused many issues in his body. And this is you talk about normalizing the discussion. To me, this call was a powerful one for me to say, we need to talk about this more. And this was quite obvious from this. Listen to this, and then we'll talk about it.
Congressman, I should preface it by saying I am not one of your political supporters.
Okay.
And I have serious opposition to numerous of your positions. However, with that said, I am a Democrat, and I am in opposition with nearly all of their positions today. So my commentary here is more on something that maybe a little more sensitive, but it's your family situation.
Sure.
And your son, and that we are, you know, concerned and supportive. But I think it's an opportunity. Your son is suffering from an illness that he didn't choose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still stigmatized to such a degree in society, it makes it difficult. Mm-hmm. And anything that can be done to minimize that would be of great great benefit. And I share something with your son. I've had a liver transplant at the University of Minnesota.
And, you know, so this is a pretty extraordinary conversation here. I mean, you obviously can hear the emotion in this gentleman's voice. And, he's calling somebody he doesn't agree with politically, but obviously has a human connection to his son, and said something very profound in there. Your son is suffering from an illness he didn't choose. Now, this in North Dakota is a controversial statement, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, it still is. Although I believe that the work we're doing is creating change, you know, but we still get some messages on social media that, you know, people think it is a choice. But the chronic brain disease, a chronic disease of addiction, it hijacks the brain so that you don't have the opportunity to make the decisions and the right choices about doing the next right thing in your life. And so, you know, people don't choose to lose everything in their life because of meth. They don't choose to drink themselves to death like, you know, my friend did. You know, he had 3 years of sobriety and he was just doing great things in his life. And then, you know, the brain gets hijacked and he went back to it and he died. And, you know, and on the overdose, I mean, people just would never choose a life like that. So that's just, to me, is the power of your brain gets hijacked. And, you know, I had actually, someone had forwarded me that clip, Scott, and I was, wow. I mean, it's powerful and emotional. and it also shows that, you know, it just doesn't matter. You know, people can disagree on a lot of topics in a lot of areas or have differences of opinion, but on this, we have to, you know, we have to come together and make and create an opportunity to continue to help people that struggle and families and communities that struggle.
And I would encourage people who don't believe that it is a disease, that don't believe that, you know, that you can't, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and fix it. If you strongly believe that, I would just say, unless you know 100% what's in someone's brain, unless you know the chemistry of their brain that they might have, you might consider just sort of, you know, not contributing to the stigma, but rather say, you know what, I don't know. And I want that person to be better than they are now, right? I mean, I think we need to change the conversation. If you're going to change the stigma, you have to have more people recognize that there are studies that show this is something that's in your brain, as you say, a chronic brain disease that leads to addiction, that tells you you need to do this. I mean, that's the only way we really bust through the stigma, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. And I've decided, too, that moving forward, the two things I'm focusing on is creating awareness and educating about the chronic brain disease of addiction and eliminating stigma. And that's really what we're going to be incorporating into Recovery Reinvented in the fall as well. That will be a major part of our focus. It's going to be also, you know, on our social media campaign. And so, you know, because I do believe there is an opportunity to educate. So I'll be doing that however we can moving forward, because, you know, and I agree with you, you know, it's like, even if you don't know that, but, you know, there is the former Surgeon General, you know, scientists and physicians, you know, everyone agrees that it is a disease. And, but, you know, again, I'll try to do what I can to continue to educate on that. But I agree with you. If people could just say, well, I don't really know all the particulars, but I just know that we need to help people that struggle with this.
Yeah, and again, why would you choose that? Why would you choose the health issues that come from that? Why would you choose, you know, all of the challenges that come with, for sure? Catherine Helgesbergham is with us today. We're talking about a day for prevention that is coming up tomorrow. It's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It'll be something you can attend for absolutely no charge whatsoever. Take part in this. It'll be at Bismarck State College's National Center of National Energy Center of Excellence. You can encourage, you are encouraged rather, to sign up online. You can encourage there, or you can just show up at the event and sign up there. But they'd love to have you encouraged so they know how many people are coming. ND.gov will also telecast this. More with Catherine coming up here. Hang on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy, so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What's on your mind? I'm Scott Hannon, 11 before the top of the hour. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here, and we're chatting with Catherine Bergen, First Lady of the great state of North Dakota. Tomorrow, a day for prevention is happening. This is about prevention. We talked about the previous event, talking about reinventing recovery. That's when it's happened. This says, let's not get to a need for recovery. Let's prevent this from happening. And when that happens, the bean counters tell us that that could save an average of $64 for every dollar you invest in it. So just think about it. That makes sense, obviously. If you are able to prevent it from starting, the cost considerably less. So this is a good fiscal thing as well. Back to kind of the lineup and the plan for a day of prevention tomorrow, 9 to 4. Walk me through what the expertise that you'll have in the room will be and what our takeaways will be, Catherine.
Right. Well, we've got a lot of amazing experts coming both nationally and locally to help us learn more about prevention. And really, we're going to be focusing on, like, topics like early intervention strategies on college campuses, environmental policies that limit underage access to alcohol or reduce drinking and driving, effective law enforcement strategies, you know, preventing adverse childhood experiences. You know, this topic of ACEs is very prevalent right now related to how it impacts people with addiction. And in just in general, it's a mental health topic. It's an addiction topic. And so that's going to be a really great informative session. Then we're also going to talk about, you know, opioid overdose prevention strategies. And we have someone coming in who's an expert on states that have legalized marijuana and, you know, some of the lessons learned from those states, and then we have a really great resource in our state. His name is Dr. Don Warren. He's with NDSU, but, you know, he has a PhD in public health. He's an MD. He went to Arizona State undergrad, which is my alma mater. So go Sun Devils. And, and then he's also a Harvard grad. So, but he's really going to help us better understand and address the needs of families and kids. He's an amazing resource for our state. So I'm super excited that he's going to be part of the lineup. And then we're going to have, throughout the day, there's going to be something called a Knowledge Cafe available that offers people who attend the opportunity to learn more about and connect with North Dakota programs and resources. That's one of the things that I learned when I came into this role is that, you know, we have this great group called Behavioral Health. We have all these amazing tools available through their website, through their office, but they're a small team of people that don't have a lot of marketing they have opportunities. They don't have marketing resources. So I've sort of been, I've decided I'm going to help them with that. And so the more I can get the word out about the great programs we have available, that communities can use, that schools can use, college campuses can use. And there's actually even something called a community prevention toolkit. I think that's the right name, but it's where communities can really assess and evaluate how strong they are or where their weaknesses are related to prevention in their communities. You know, it's everything. It's beyond just creating awareness of substance use and drugs and alcohol. It's about creating healthy communities, creating a main street, you know, creating more opportunities. The governor just said to me the other day that one of the things that's showing up a lot on their main street talks is that there's just not enough opportunity for youth engagement. And as I met with middle school people and high school people yesterday, you know, that for sure came up with the high school kids. You know, there's just not enough to do in North Dakota, and especially in the wintertime. So what else happens, you know, that kids get involved with, you know, drugs and alcohol? And so what can we do to create more opportunities for youth engagement, is I think, going to be a topic as well. So lots of good stuff, happening. And, again, it's going to be live streamed as well. So for those people that can't make it, they'll be able to access that information
ND.gov.
ND.gov. Okay, got it.
And there are community viewing and participation events in Dickinson, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Bottle, right. Valley City, and Williston. You can also, obviously still sign up, actually be at the event, eventbrite.com, to search that. John in Minot has a question for you. Catherine, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking on this topic, and I appreciate the work that Mr. Burgum is doing on this. As someone that suffers from addiction, you know, I've been clean for a number of years now, but people don't understand, you know, how it rewires your thinking process. I mean, I'm a successful business owner and above average intelligence, but it totally changes the way you think about it. The risk and reward system in your brain is basically fouled up. And so you make bad decisions because your thought process tells you, no, that's a really good decision, when in fact, in reality, it's a terrible decision to drink, in my case. But and I just appreciate the work being done, because we've got to get the stigma under control so that people aren't afraid to come out and seek help.
Yeah, John, absolutely. I completely agree with you. Thank you for even clarifying that even more, you know, I mean, because it is about, you know, you think your brain's telling you that's the best decision you can make, even though everyone else and you know deep down that's not a good decision. It is about the hijacking of the brain, for sure.
So complicated, and I promise to get an expert on this in the future and find somebody. There are good ones out there that really know this well. John, thanks for the call. Good luck to you. Thanks for sharing that story. It helps. This is all about breaking down that stigma, and Captain, thanks to you. Have a great day tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Scott. Really appreciate your support. Thanks again.
Take care.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.